got that nerd rage. Nerd rage. I got that nerd rage. Nerd rage.
From comics and games to movies and TV, this is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. Now, here are the nerds.
Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing out there tonight? This is the Nerd Show presented by Right Coast Pizza in downtown Greeley. I am, I'm Hulk, as you know. Farley is not going to be with us tonight. So Farley's out. We're bringing in a substitute today.
Pinch hitter.
Ed Gage, of owner of Code Ninjas. We've had you on the program before, man. Last time we were on was March. Things were a little bit different early March.
Pre-COVID.
And how you guys doing, man?
We're back up to the level that we were at before the whole thing hit. And we're starting to see that climb again in enrollments. And that's a good thing. That means we're probably going to survive this whole mess.
You started, I mean, again, for those of you that don't know about Code Ninjas and what you guys do, I mean, you're teaching youngsters how to work back end of websites, how to code, how to do this. By building video games, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole premise of what we're doing is teaching coding skills, but we do it in a fun way. Kids get to make video games, and all the kids love playing them.
Yeah.
Let's put them on the other side of the screen. Let's get them to build those things and learn a skill that's valuable in 100 million industries, not just games.
We were we're kind of messing with stuff at our website, the back end side of it today. I mean, we're trying to figure out a lot of interesting things, even ways to transfer your podcast over to social media and that kind of stuff. And it's time consuming.
What's a website?
But if you get Michael's here, by the way, if you get a head start, you know, at this age, I mean, you're going to need that information. You need to know that. And this is what you guys are offering.
Yeah, we don't know what the future holds. We just know it's going to involve a technology in some way. And whatever we can do to get these kids prepped and ready for this upcoming technology, you know, we'll start to make little nerds and grow into big nerds.
Yeah.
And give them a valuable skill that they can take on in the future.
It's cool.
Yeah, where were you in the 90s when I needed the help?
Where was Ed?
Yeah.
Well, Code Ninjas wasn't around. Oh, he can't hear you. That's why. He doesn't have... He said, where were you in the 90s when he needed some help?
No kidding, right?
I mean, right.
Yeah, well, in the 90s, what was I doing? I was a little nerd coder in the 90s.
So you could have helped him.
I probably could have helped him.
Probably could have helped you. Yeah. What did you need help with, exactly?
Technology of all sorts.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, a phone in your hand?
I love what you guys, the concept, too. The belt system. It gives kids something to work for and aim for.
Right. And it's been an interesting thing to see some of these kids that are maybe more competitive, that they say, uh-oh, this kid belted up. I got to beat him. I can't have that. And so they'll come in and they'll work harder so they can, you know, get up to that next belt in karate class. We have two kids now that are just neck and neck. They've gone up through the first five belts, and they're gunning for each other.
That's
they're just
awesome,
having
man.
A great time learning stuff, and they're pretty sharp kids, both of them. They're really smart.
Yeah, that's so fun. And I want to talk to you more later on. You're going to be with us the whole show today, so
I'm happy to do it.
We're going to talk to you about kind of you started your business at such an interesting time.
Oh my.
And I mean, when did you officially start?
So I think in back to when I got the first idea of doing this, it was probably back in April of 2 years ago almost. It's almost been 2 years.
Wow.
April, I saw the business for the first time, and I had no idea such a thing existed. Wanted to see what was it all about, and went to what they called a discovery day to kind of check out the business. And then I was hooked, and I said, okay, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go, and let's grow it from there. And it's been an incredible journey. Our doors were open in February, like you said, right there around there in March when things all went haywire. So we only had a month of really open time before the whole pandemic started.
It's like your grand opening, and then a couple weeks later, because we were going to go down and do a video and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And post it up on our social media and all that. And it was just right around that time, and then everything was shut down.
Yeah, it was a shot heard around the world. And corporate scrambled. This is, of course, a very sizable franchise. And they scrambled and put together some stuff to help us through COVID. They did some at-home learning stuff, and we could work with the kids via like a Zoom meeting or remotes and stuff to kind of get them through so they could keep their skills up until we could open our doors again and get them back in.
It's phenomenal what businesses have had to do as far as adjusting, and especially when you just open a business, too.
Who'd have thought, you know? Yeah. I think I'll start a business, and all of a sudden, whammo.
Yeah.
And, yeah, your host.
It's been tough, man. Well, we'll talk more about that later, because I want to pick your brain.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff kind of in the news, or not news, I guess. Wonder Woman's being delayed.
Dadgummit.
Yeah, and we were talking about that, you know, the DC side, they have a lot of big things in the works. MCU side of things too. I mean, we were all ready to move on to that next phase, right? And then yet here we are. So it's a different, if difficult time for sure, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. You're doing our review with us today.
That's right. This is looking pretty savory.
It looks pretty good. Michael, what exactly is the name? What's our review today?
Okay. Dude
chips.
First, let me open it up. All right. So this is Pringles pizza flavor.
Pringles pizza flavor. Well, surprise, surprise, you would go with a pizza flavored chip.
Well, I just thought maybe we could mention Right Coast Pizza and Downtown Greeley.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, absolutely. I love for the best pizza around, Right Coast Pizza.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Yeah. I love Pringles. They're so unique.
I agree.
The cans they come in, they're like
nothing else. An open can is an empty can.
Yes. Oh,
open
yeah.
Open can is an empty can.
Oh, they're so good. All right, so Michael's already tried it. I'm going to give it a shot here. We'll get the crunch in the mic.
Get the crunch. Does it taste like pizza? When you think of a pizza, slice of pizza, like a blackjack pizza.
No.
No?
Maybe like closer to the crust kind of taste, but I don't really taste pizza.
Like a thin crust kind of pizza?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Do you taste the pizza?
Let's find out. Let's see what we got. I went with a lot of dust.
Get a lot of dust on there.
I'm going to do two.
Oh, yeah, you got to do two.
I'm going to do two.
Two, two, make the duck bills.
Oh, that one's got good dust on it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, here we go.
All right, doing two. That's a two. That's a double decker, is what we call it in the industry.
There you go. That's a lot of good crunch.
I don't really taste pizza. Very good, but I never really taste what
I
they say.
I get a hint of marinara.
Kind
maybe.
Of, yeah.
Like a bowl of spaghetti almost.
Oh, yeah. Kind of get that.
You know?
But
crunchy spaghetti.
It tastes very... not pizza at all. It doesn't really taste like anything. It just tastes
right.
Like dust, Pringles dust.
Yeah, but I do get the marinara thing. It's closer to like a spaghetti thing than actually pizza.
I'm not getting any cheese. Mm-mm. I'm not getting any pepperoni. I'm not getting any, you know, toppings.
I'd be curious to know, like, the chips, the style of chips that actually do taste like what they say. Because I haven't really found a lot of those where...
Barbecue for me.
Well, barbecue.
Barbecue is pretty close.
Pretty close.
To what I think barbecue is, the onion. Those are pretty good. Those are good. But the one I miss the most is the wasabi.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The wasabi chips
were really good.
Bomb. They were so good. And they pulled them. I'm like, why did you pull the best chip you've ever made? And right when I was, you know, just falling in love.
You stocked up on those.
Oh, I should have.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can find them like Amazon or something.
You might be able to.
You'd be a little stale, though, probably.
Yeah.
You know, if you find them on Amazon, you got to hoard them. You got to hoard them like people are hoarding toilet paper.
Yeah.
I should have. I should have just bought me a case.
Yeah. When this all happened, just go out and get everything. Yeah, no.
Buy a case and keep them. They probably have so many preservatives that last for several centuries.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know how you want to rate this one. Because sometimes we'll rate it does it really taste like what they're saying it's supposed to? If it's delicious, I'm going to give it a high rating. Farley's a little bit more critical of does it taste like what they're telling you it should taste like?
Right.
So he'll use that to grade it. I always grade it like, would I eat these? Would I pour a bowl of these and sit in front of a game or a movie or something and eat these? So that's kind of how I do it. I don't know how strict you want to be, Ed.
I'm a Pringles connoisseur, and we used to have, in my previous world before I started this Code Ninjas thing, we used to have a regular Pringles bonanza feed kind of thing. We'd buy five or six cans, and we'd just mix them, you know, like you see on that commercial where he stacks three of them, pops them in his mouth.
Yeah.
Do all those kind of stuff. So I would consider myself a Pringles connoisseur.
Okay, so you're the guy to talk to.
So... I think these, I'm not getting pizza. If they need to rebrand it or something.
Yeah.
With the Pringles spaghetti flavor or something. I don't know.
I don't. And it's very good, but I wonder if the pizza thing pops more than like, oh, it's spaghetti flavored, if people would actually.
No one's going to buy spaghetti.
Like, okay, everybody, we're going to blindfold you.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you pop one of these in your mouth?
Yeah.
Who said pizza?
Yeah. I know. You got
the guy
wonder,
having a stroke.
You
got to
wonder if they're just
pizza.
Yeah. You got to wonder if they're just like pizza's one of the most popular foods, so we're just gonna slap pizza on the box on the
yeah, pizza
can.
Sells. Oh
yeah.
Man!
So we just make it.
What's more American than pizza?
Right.
Or Italian than pizza? I don't know.
Yeah, it's close.
If you have Mountain
no,
Dew.
No, seriously, though, I don't
pizza,
get a pizza.
Football.
Yeah, I don't get the. So, Michael, rate it. You give us your rating first. Is this going to be Nerd Show approved on your end?
Oh, boy. It's going to be tough because I like so many things. It's tough to kind of compare this with the Reese's, which is like a 10 automatically.
Is that what we did
last
week?
On a chip scale, this is one of the better ones.
Okay.
One of the better ones. On a snack scale, oh man, this is something I would just like pour down my throat. Like I could eat 1,000 of these until I die.
Oh wow, so that's a pretty high rating.
My word.
So what is the official rating?
But you know, I'm also fat, so like I would just eat anything.
Yeah, we get.
So I'm gonna give it an 8.5.
Okay.
Oh.
We're on our way here. This could be Nerd Show approved.
8.5.
So Ed, you said you didn't taste the pizza in it, but your thought, you know your way around a Pringle. You said you Pringle connoisseur. Is this up there?
For me, I'm kind of feeling strongly about this. I think this is a one can experience. I don't think I'd get another.
You wouldn't do it again.
Can of pizza. With all the other flavors they have available,
this isn't one you'd go with.
I mean, if this was the only can on the shelves because there was a run on, Pringles,
yeah,
kind of like the sanitary wipes and stuff like that, that the shelves are empty, and somebody decided, oh goodness, it's a pandemic, I better go get all the Pringles I can because of the pandemic.
Yeah,
you know, if this is the only can left, you got to wonder why was this the only can left?
Yeah. So you think this would be the only can left?
This would be the only can left.
So you're pretty low on this.
I'm saying six.
Six.
Mm. Only and I put it above average because it's a Pringles.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a six.
Because it's Pringles, would you fight for one? Would you, if there are two people going for it, would you throw a punch?
No. You clearly wouldn't. Not for a six.
No.
I love chips, so I mean, it's got to be a really bad chip for me to say I'm not going to eat that. But like I said, my process is when I go into a store, would I seek that out? Would I buy it? This, I think they're really good. This is not my choice though. I'm not going to buy it. So I'm with you. I'm probably in the middle. I'm going to go seven, probably seven. So
average,
not Nerd Show approved.
Now, even though I picked it out, I'm not playing the Nerd Show stamp of approval, guys.
Finally, he always tries to play it anyway, whenever he picks it out. It doesn't just get Nerd Show approved because Michael picked it out.
Well, that's know what's Nerd Show approved?
What is?
Me.
Nerd Show stamp of approval.
What chip do you need? What of the Pringles genre would be Nerd Show approved?
Well, let's talk about that on the other side. Let's get to that. Let's talk about the movie theaters, and we'll talk to Ed Gage a little bit more about Code Ninjas and what you can expect and how they've been handling everything. It's the Nerd Show presented by the Nerd Store in downtown Greeley.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
I think Nerd Show approved Pringles. I mean, barbecue. Can't go wrong with barbecue, right?
Yeah. I mean, well.
That would be a Nerd
there
Show.
There are. Barbecue corn nuts?
Oh, yeah.
So,
and the ranch corn nuts? Those are great.
No, I'm not giving corn nuts anything.
What?
I agree with dentists on this.
Corn nuts?
For heaven's sake.
You don't like corn nuts?
They're gross.
Oh,
and they break your teeth.
They're best at school because then the kids would stay away from you. The teacher would stay away from you. They knew you were eating corn nuts.
Or the ranch flavor, man. Oh, I love corn nuts.
They are so good.
They're really good.
Those are 9.5.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll give a 0.5 for the dentist. Yeah. You know, if they didn't have the dentist issues, then they might get a full 10.
We're talking to Ed Gage. He's in here with us, owner of Code Ninjas in Greeley. They opened up right around the start of this whole thing. And it's such an, I love the concept of what you guys do. I think it's so cool how these kids are learning to code, learning how to get into the back end of these websites. It's stuff you're going to need to know almost in any type of job. nowadays. I mean, obviously, there's some jobs that maybe you don't, but for the most part, people that I've worked with, my goodness, everybody has to know a little bit about working with their website, and obviously, you're doing that building video games, too.
Well, if I look around the room here just real quick, I see a ton of screens.
Yeah.
And every one of those screens has got some kind of software running on it.
Yeah.
And somebody had to write that software.
Yeah.
Who's to say it's not going to be one of these kids coming in the future?
It's fascinating.
You know? And we're trying to branch out, too, into other STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, math kind of stuff.
Wow.
We have what we call badges now. We're running a badge bonanza to kind of give everybody the opportunity to try one of our badges. The badge bonanza lets them come in and do one element of a badge. For example, there's one badge that does 3D CAD and printing. So the kids can make like a name badge or something in CAD, and then we'll print it for them in
wow.
our 3D printer, and they can take a little name badge home.
3D printers are the most fascinating things ever.
They're they're mesmerizing.
They are.
If you have ever watched.
Yeah.
And just, you could, I thought about making a Twitch channel of just a 3D printer printing.
You know? I think that's entertaining. That would be entertaining.
And people would sign in and say, oh, I got to get my printing fixed today.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the printer print.
Ed, how many kids, like, do they have to have any kind of a base or background? Or can they come in without knowing anything about back-end stuff, website, anything? Like
they can
be totally
come
green.
In cold.
Yeah.
And just to satisfy a curiosity, what's this all about?
Mm-hmm.
We've had people that confuse us with a lot of – we had one couple and confused with the restaurant. Oh, what kind of food do you serve here? No. We're teaching kids how to code. We might serve them some pizza Pringles or something.
Yeah, but, because we're going to have a lot left over.
But then they wouldn't come back.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be done.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the age ranges again?
So we're looking at kids ages 7 to 14. We want them to have a little bit of reading comprehension and some basic mathematic understandings. Now, we have had a couple of kiddos that are younger than 7, but the reading comprehension was amazing. And you could tell the parents are doing something with them at home.
Yeah.
And they came in and they eat it up, and they're doing great.
Wow.
And we had one kid that was just a little bit over 14. It was on the 15-year edge, tried to do coding at school, and didn't get the help or the support that he needed. And that's kind of hard. You know, when you're at school and you've got 30 kids in a classroom, and you're just the one teacher, and all these 30 kids are yelling at you for, hey, I need help with this program, or what does this mean, or what's the syntax, or whatever like that. And you can't get to them all. That's where we come in. We have smaller class sizes. We have a more one-on-one rapport with the kids, the ninjas, and the senseis, the teachers. So they get a little more personal assistance with their coding experience, with the learning process.
I really love the fact that you have that, too. Like, when you talk about the senseis, I mean, going to just a regular school, regular class, it's not as focused on this particular side of things, too. So if this is an interest for kids, my goodness, this is perfect.
Yeah. And another one of the badges that we're doing, this is a fun one. It's called Arcade Ace. Now, it does focus more on the arcade spectrum of coding. But basically what they're doing is they're getting on a screen, they're building a video game, and then we have a little device that's like a Game Boy, and we can upload that game into the Game Boy, and then they can actually play the game.
Oh, wow.
On a little portable Game Boy.
That's so cool.
And the kids are loving that. One of the kids, he finishes his game, and he's like, Dad, come here, Dad. Can we get this, Dad? I want to get this thing. Give me this, you know.
So when all this happened, when the pandemic began, you had some pretty for a while, you obviously had some pretty tough restrictions, didn't you?
Yeah. So with the pandemic, of course, we received word from HQ, which they want us now to call them the home office, which, okay, that gets a little more home personal kind of. They said, yeah, you need to close up your doors and then comply with all of the state guidelines from that point on. So we went through till about maybe April, mid-May. Where doors were closed. We're trying to do the online support thing, helping the kids as much as we could online. And bless the parents that stuck with us during that time and had the faith that we would reopen our doors. They were there for us when we got back in. And now we're doing all of the state-required COVID things. Our center is sanitized daily. We have kids come in wearing masks. We take their temperatures when they enter. Then we go have them wash their hands for 20 seconds. And then we take them into the dojo. And our dojo is situated now so that all of our stations are 6 foot apart. They are the computers are covered in plastic, and we can wipe them all down. And we're doing everything we can to keep these kiddos safe.
Man. I just all these businesses. Again, we're radio. It's pretty much, you know, we don't have customers coming in and out like you do. So,
yeah.
I mean, you're given all these restrictions. And so you're already, I mean, you open a new business. You're already navigating through all of those difficult tasks, right? And just growing your brand, building your business. And then all these restrictions come in. And it's like, wow, now we have to edit everything that we do. So well done for you guys. I mean, getting out on the other side of this thing and continuing to provide an awesome service for kiddos.
I think the most difficult thing has been the booking. It used to be that you could drop your kids off and we had the drop-in program. You
yeah.
bring your kid, drop them off, go shop in Center Place, and then come pick your kid up when you're done. And that was nice, and a lot of parents appreciated that. When we reopened, the state mandated that you can't have more than 10 people in the center. And me plus a sensei, that knocks out two, so we're down to 8 kids. So we set up a booking system so that parents can get on and pick the times that they're wanting the kids to come in. And actually, it's turned out to be a really good thing because the parents get reminders now that, hey, my kid's going to go to this appointment or whatever. So it helps them with their scheduling.
Yeah.
And so it's actually been a kind of a hidden blessing to have the booking.
Ed, how does it work? Our listeners right now, I know we got to take a break here in a moment, but our listeners are thinking, wow, that's something I'm interested in. When they enroll their kids, are they committed for a certain amount of time? Is it you set time to come in and do things, or can you change up the times? And what does that look like?
So we do a monthly enrollment, and cool. there is no long-term obligation. You could come for 1 month and be done. But you're not going to get a whole lot out of that. You might get a little maybe taste of what coding is about, but they can be enrolled for as long as it appeals to them. And that could look at something like 3 years of enrollment.
Wow.
It can go up to, you know, as long as they want, or it could be 3 months. We don't have any, like, buy 6 months and get 6 months free.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing like that to where we're going to take your money and then hold on to it, and the kid gets tired of it in 2 months, and now you've got 4 months that you got to do something with. So month by month enrollment. And they can come, as far as scheduling goes, in the afternoons after school. Now, there are a couple of schools that don't have a Friday school. And so what we're doing for them is we have morning hours and Fridays. So
okay.
that some of these kids, homeschoolers that are off school on Fridays can come in the mornings and when it's maybe not so busy.
Yeah, see, and I love that. You guys are able to kind of move around with these parents and yeah. help with their schedules because yeah. everybody's got a weird schedule now. So being
yeah.
flexible is big.
Yep.
Ed Gage is joining us, owner of Code Ninjas. Well, let's talk about the movie theaters. How another business that I don't know how they're going to come out of this thing when it's all said and done. We're waiting on all these great movies we've been talking about for a long time, and we just keep pushing back the dates. I've forgotten more about some of the new stuff coming out, so it's going to be a surprise when they are actually able to be released.
I need my Gal Gadot.
Yes, I think we all do at this point, more than ever. All right, we'll be right back. It's The Nerd Show.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Sorry, I'm eating chips.
I mean, maybe after you eat like 10 of them, you become desensitized or something.
You do.
The number's climbing a little bit, like 6.1, 6.2.
So it's moving up there for you. So it's, you got to buy a full can and then it starts to move up on the rating scale.
Is this kind of like heroin?
It is.
Like, it's very addictive.
Chips are like that.
And then soon I have to move on to another Pringle.
Was it Lay's that has the "you can't eat just one"? Or is that what their slogan?
That's Lay's, yeah.
I think it's
that's got to be the best slogan. What is it officially?
I think it's actually about the napkin. You have Lay's, but then you can't use just one napkin because they're so greasy.
Oh yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it's the best marketing, like the probably one of the more truthful marketing slogans.
I think
because you can't just have one.
I just remember the commercial when Larry Bird was on it, and he had a bet he had a bet that he could only have one, and then he had to shave his head.
Oh, Larry Bird with a shaved head.
Yeah. Of course, they put like a fake bald thing on his head.
So, all right. So here we go, guys. Wonder Woman, we were excited about. The new Wonder Woman coming out, Wonder Woman 1984. It was supposed to come out October 2nd. Now we're pushing it to December 25th.
I mean, are they going to rebrand the movie 2084?
Yeah, probably.
This one is going to get released?
Might as well.
Oh.
So another movie, and we've had this a lot. A lot of movies continue to get pushed out. There's some exciting stuff coming up, but certainly makes you wonder how movie theaters are going to survive.
They're killing me.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a tough thing.
I mean, there's only so much Netflix you can do. You got to get out.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting tired of Netflix.
And do you even enjoy watching movies at home? Like, there's something about watching movies in the theater because it's
how about
the
you?
Sound.
Yeah, you're a diehard movie theater guy. I was, since we had our little one. We don't go to the theaters. I will someday. Are you a big movie theater guy?
We still get movie theaters a treat. Still, it's not something we go do regularly. So when we do, it's real special.
You make it a big deal.
Awesome thing, and we just have a family time, and it's a great. You know, even though we don't have any like actual family experience there, we're all sitting watching the movie. We get done, and then we spend the next 2 hours talking about
right.
the movie
That's
we
the
just
best
saw.
Part. Yeah,
and that yeah, it's a good family time for us, and we like keeping it special. So we're not at a movie every week or ever like that. We're not fast track moviegoers or anything like that.
Yeah, but you like it, and you make a big event out of it. That's kind of how we
and
were.
If you have good gear at home. You know, a nice TV,
sure.
the Dolby and all this other stuff. You can get a pretty good experience. Some of them got 3D. Now they got the 3D TVs. You can watch your 3D movies at home.
Yeah, I always loved going to the theater. I get distracted easily, Ed. You know this about me. I get distracted quickly.
Squirrel.
I'm gone. But when I'm at a movie theater and there's kids around or people are loud or you just have, you know, you have that person that like sits right next to you and is just loud with the candy, talks the whole time. I get sucked out of the movie a lot when I'm at a theater. So yeah, I actually, before COVID, I found myself going, all right, I'm pretty okay just watching this movie for the first time at home.
Well, there's that, but there's also when you go to a movie theater, my take on it is you're not having as many interruptions.
Yeah.
When I'm at home trying to watch a movie,
yeah, that's
there's
true.
Family interruptions.
Yep.
They said, hey, we're going to like hold a conversation
while
we're watching this movie. Like, I'm watching the movie.
Yeah.
Can you like
pause it?
Something like
pause
that.
And
mute. And, like, get the conversation out of the way.
That makes sense.
So I get that out of the movie theater. It's more quiet, enjoy the movie immersive experience.
Director of Wonder Woman 1984, director Patty Jenkins said, first and foremost, let me say how much Gal and I love our devoted Wonder Woman fans around the world and your excitement for WW84. Couldn't make us happier or more eager for you to see the movie because I know how important it is to bring this movie to you on a big screen when all of us can share the experience together. I'm hopeful you won't mind waiting just a little bit longer with the new date on Christmas Day. We can't wait to spend the holidays with you.
What if it's like a hype thing? Like,
just
they could
building
have
it up
it.
More.
They
yeah.
could have showed it already, but let's make them want it more.
Maybe. Hey, take advantage of the situation, right? And
you
then
can't have
blow
this
up a
We're
little bit
We're going to hang
more.
This in front of you. You can't
yeah.
have it.
Yeah.
And then when it comes, you're like, oh, I've totally got it. And then they'll add $2 onto the
yeah.
price.
It was worth it, right? It also has us kind of talking about, we were talking about during the break, what this is doing for theaters, but what this is doing in a positive way for drive-in movie theaters.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
that's... That might be the way we do this now.
I mean, who wouldn't want a Gal Gadot larger than life?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. I think we all would. Yeah.
It's looming over you. You're like, hey.
Yeah. So my wife and I are in the Walmart parking lot last night. We actually stopped by to get Wendy's chicken nuggets for the little one.
Oh, yeah.
They know us by name there now.
Got a plaque on the wall.
Yeah. We go through there, and you could see the shine from the screen on the other side, and So my wife, I said, what's going on with that? And she said, oh, it's what Walmart's doing. Walmart is doing these drive-in theaters. They're closing off most, like a chunk of their parking lot.
Are they charging? I mean,
do you just go in and watch
for free or do they charge?
The tickets are free, but must be requested in advance. Tickets will not be available at the gate.
Maybe that's how they get by the licensing loophole.
Interesting. So would they not have to? Would they? So Beetlejuice was on the big screen last night.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, if they're not charging, do they have to get permission to
exactly to
air that movie?
That's probably how they get away with it.
Yeah, probably.
I bet they probably make money on candy.
Oh yeah,
like they're probably selling money out.
You pop in the store before you go park in the parking lot, or get your snacks. Yeah, you're right.
They probably have like some greeter who's like, "Candy here, candy here."
They make it easier to grab. I'll tell you that.
Get your
Pringles pizza.
Yeah.
No
so
thanks.
They're touring the country. They're visiting 160 Walmart Supercenter locations. The gates open at 6 p.m. I don't know. Last night we were driving and it was about. Was it 7:45 or so? And they were into Beetlejuice.
So they're going to put like Playbill up in the building now? Have the little signs where you, okay, what were we watching tomorrow?
They're going to have the screen. Yeah, yeah. Kind of uh-huh. like what they do at the theaters. I figured for sure it was going to be cheap. You had to pay for it. I figured for sure. Because they do close it all off. But
aren't you paying for it, though?
Yeah, you are.
I mean, you go inside.
Yeah, you're paying for it. You're going to go in and get
but,
something.
But, I mean, who wouldn't want Walmart price snacks at a movie?
Oh yeah,
can you imagine?
That's what I'm saying, man. I think people are going to choose this route. If this is something that they're experimenting with right now, I'd be curious to see, oh, did they see an uptick at Walmart now in spending?
You're saying that we may have movie theaters in Walmart now, just like how we have Starbucks.
Everything. So yeah,
you can get your nails done. Of course, that's closed now with COVID.
They have an eye doctor.
I went to that eye doctor. He's pretty good.
Yeah,
I like him.
I mean, they got everything there. So why wouldn't? Yeah, they got a bank. They got the pharmacy, the drive-in pharmacy.
That slogan on the bank says, "Our bank has a Walmart."
I mean. Would they? Is this something that they'd start? They just do even in normal times.
What would they do? Like knock out a wall, or do you just go drive-in style?
Just go drive-in style all the time from now on. You just section off.
Put the screen in the unused part of the parking lot.
I would be. Yeah, yeah.
You know, because
that's a giant parking lot. It's never all the way full.
I mean, Black Friday, you see the parking lot full.
True. Yeah.
But other than that, there's that whole one side of the parking lot very low. Oh,
imagine during Black Friday putting it up, just having it there, and you have a Christmas movie on or something in the background, and people
are like,
"Rudolph
going on."
This is kind of a nice experience for me.
Mm.
Trying to bring some holiday cheer to a crazy, dangerous time on Black Friday.
What would they show? Would they
Jingle? I was thinking Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All
with
the Way
with Arnold.
Oh,
was it with Arnold? Yeah, Arnold with Jingle All the Way. Yeah.
Was Sinbad in that too?
I think so. That's all. I always picture that is associated with
Christmas
shopping.
This is my Christmas movie.
Yeah, Christmas shopping at least.
It's the one where the kid sticks his tongue on the pole.
Oh, Christmas Story.
That's the one. I would see that one.
Such a good one.
Also, Dumb and Dumber.
They do.
I know, but he sticks his tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying
it's a remake.
So there, I'm looking here. Some of the movies coming to Walmart. They are going to be playing Wonder Woman, Spy Kids, Space Jam, Spider Man. Into the Spider-Verse, Ghostbusters, The Wizard of Oz, Black Panther, E.T.
Which Ghostbusters?
The good one or the other one?
The 84.
Okay, good.
Yep.
The new ones with the gals in them.
Wasn't that great, was it?
What were they thinking?
No, that's the time. We've talked about this on the show before. Wonder Woman is such a unique character and an awesome character. I mean, one of the best. Not just superheroes, but one of the best characters. And she's Wonder Woman. That's why I love movies where they create a woman character because based on being this woman character. Let's not do, okay, Ghostbusters was a bunch of dudes. Let's remake it, make it a bunch of females this time.
Right.
Just come up with your own thing and it could be hilarious. The women that were in that movie are hilarious. They do funny things.
Yeah, North America's finally catching on to the strong woman genre.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been doing it in Asia forever. Asia loves the strong woman thing.
You don't need to piggyback off of something that was... It goes the same way. I mean, Charlie's Angels doesn't need to suddenly come out with three guys and then Charlie is a gal. Yeah.
That would be disturbing.
Right. So why not come up with, I mean, my wife and I were watching, I can't think of it now, but it's the show I've told you about, Michael. It's like she's trained. It's on Amazon
is
Prime.
Is it Hannah?
Hannah. Yeah. Hannah.
Huh.
Amazing. It was a movie first. I didn't really like the movie. But it's a TV series on Amazon Prime. It's amazing. Huh. Two lead characters are both female, and they're phenomenal. And that's what I go, wow, just do your thing. You know, go out, do your thing. You don't need to piggyback off of
it. You know, I didn't think the female Starbuck was going to work. I thought, they're ruining that. They're ruining the whole franchise. Don't put Starbuck as a female in Battlestar Galactica. And then they pulled it off. I'm like, she is really freaking good. And I had to watch everything she'd done. I had to follow all of the, you know, all the other things she did, because she did such a great job at it.
Yeah.
She owned that role, made it her own. And that was an awesome, series to watch.
And it's got to be a natural thing, right? Like Black Widow, she is Scarlett Johansson's perfect. And it was fun to watch her progress with that character. And I'm so excited to see the movie whenever that
happens. That's Midas touch, that Scarlett. You put Scarlett in something?
I don't know that she's been in a bad movie.
I don't know.
Was she in Lucy?
Yeah, she is Lucy.
I saw part of that movie. It wasn't very good.
That movie is like, you want to go on a roller coaster ride. You know, it's just really fast. It's not going to give you a lot. It's kind of like just those movies where, I mean, she just has her adrenaline's going crazy and she has to basically, I don't even remember the premise of the movie.
Well,
it was so fast.
Like, didn't she have like mental powers?
Yeah, and she was superhuman strength too.
Yeah.
But
she did things with her mind.
Yeah.
So why do you need superhuman strength if you just like think somebody?
It's a roller coaster ride. All right, do we need to take a break? Take a break and finish up. Ed, we want you to give information out too when we come back for Code Ninjas for the listeners saying, hey, how can I check in? How can I learn more about what you guys do?
All right.
And we'll give that information out too. All right, we'll be right back.
No Code Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. This is the Nerd Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Ed Gage is our guest. Farley's out. Should be back next week.
I miss Farley already.
I miss him. Yeah, we miss the guy. He missed out on our chip review. I don't know what he probably wouldn't have rated these.
What do you think? Yeah, so he's critical. What do you think he'd have given?
I think he would have went with the false advertising thing, and he probably would have given it like a 6 or 7.
So he is okay.
I think so.
So I'd make a pretty good Farley, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. You're ready. You're the Farley backup now. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, we're good with that, man. I showed you the picture of the drive-in, too, the Walmart drive-in. I know we're talking a lot about that, but it's something that might kind of be the thing.
I guess.
Take off. I mean, regular movie theaters are hurting. Got to think drive-in movie theaters are doing great. And Walmart said, let's capitalize on that.
How's that going to work, though? The parking's all, like, perpendicular.
Mm-hmm.
So where do they put the screen?
I don't know. The one at Walmart at Timnath was on the east side, the southeast side of the parking lot. So about the most useless part of the parking lot. It was away from there.
Right.
And then they cone it off.
Oh.
So they might just create their own parking parameters.
Maybe
They line people up because they had guys waving the glow sticks.
Oh,
so they probably just create their own thing.
They ushered it and had it. Yeah.
So that's one I know. I don't know about the one in Greeley if they're doing it. But I know the one in Timnath's doing it.
Somebody needs to talk to them.
Yeah, they should do it. I mean, you'd go see that. I'd do. I mean, if I didn't have a 2-year-old.
Well, that's kind of that's our 4th of July thing, what we do for 4th of July. Bring a laptop and we go find a parking spot so we can watch the fireworks. And we watch a laptop movie for 2 hours. So,
sounds
kind of
good.
Deal.
Yeah, oh yeah. Ed, talk to us a little more. Listeners are out there. Parents are listening. You know, they're wanting to get their kids involved. Code Ninjas, we talked a little bit about that and what you guys are doing, you know, to adjust your own schedules with everything, too. And I think you've done a fantastic job. Give us some information. What's the best way people can reach you? They can go to your website, too.
They can hit the website, codeninjas.com. They can call. Of course, we have the low-tech phone, which can be used at 970-673-7268. And we're happy to talk to them on the phone. And what we're looking to get them to do is just come in and set up an appointment. We can walk in, go have a burger at Five Guys or a sub at Chiba Hut, then come on visit us and see what we're all about. And we'll teach you how to build a video game. We'll let you do a 3D print, something like that. Just kind of try it out, see if it's something you want to do.
You have a lot of different options too. I mean, just looking at your website, as you have been talking about at home coding, Code Ninjas, the create aspect, camps. Which you do a lot of camps too.
We did a summer camp series, and that went as well as could be expected given the COVID situation. But that was a godsend for a lot of these parents that are like, my kid has been cooped up for 3 months. Got to get him out.
Yeah.
This is driving me. Oh, look at this. We're doing, what's this camp? This is a Minecraft camp. Holy crud. That's like gift from heaven
here. Yeah.
So the kid comes in, he has a ball with Minecraft. Oh, by the way, we snuck in some education while playing Minecraft.
They don't even realize, right?
Yeah,
you're,
we did
you're
that,
teaching them.
That same 3D CAD I was talking to you about, they make a thing. We show them how to put that in Minecraft. So the thing that they built in 3D CAD, they can port it into Minecraft and have some big, nice building or something that they made.
Wow.
And they got into that. They just loved it. So
when was that camp? When did you do that?
That was a summer camp. We had we did that actually four times this summer.
Four times. Okay.
And maybe we'll look at some fall camps or things, depending on how all this rolls out with this COVID thing. But summer camps, obviously, we'll be doing that again next summer. And we'll try and brand it as best we can, get it out there, market it. But camps are nice. We're also looking at doing some maybe some LAN parties or some other kind of activity where we can get kids in that they're not like tumbling over each other or whatever, and just kind of spread them out a little bit and have a break from reality.
Yeah. No, I think, again, you guys have done a great job. And we appreciate you coming in, sticking with us for the whole hour here today, too.
Loving it.
I mean, we got the chip review.
I don't know, man.
It was rough. They didn't grow on you because you've been nibbling a little bit. They didn't grow on you a little.
I'm going to do the birdie bots. I'm going to bring them in. We're going to play the game.
I'm down for that. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
It'd be sweet.
Michael will be ready for that.
Or
right?
Maybe not sweet, depending on what bean you get.
See, I think that'd be a fun game, you know, because it comes with
you got a spinner.
The spinner.
And you get to spin and pick the color that you spun. And you got a 1 in 2 chance of it being a good bean or a nasty bean.
That sounds like a...
And one of the nasty beans happens to be vomit,
which they
were originally going for pizza, but it was so bad as far as the pizza flop.
Yeah.
There's a 50% chance I'm going to play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you will play that game.
You're
spinner.
In.
What is... does the vomit really taste like... Does it really taste bad like that?
Well, it's... Well, look at this Pringles thing here.
So
they
it's like
branded
that.
It pizza... So everybody thinks pizza when they eat it. If you brand a bean vomit...
You're going to think it. Ugh.
But it's not. If you didn't know that was the vomit bean, it would taste like pizza.
It'd just be fine.
So it's not like some guy was like, well, I need to come up with the flavor vomit. Let me just get
that.
A bunch of vomit and then eat it.
And try it. And
yeah.
See. Yeah.
Mm. Nope, not vomit enough.
Not vomity enough.
I don't have enough sample data. We need some more.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, that'll be next time we have you on. We'll do that review.
I'll bring the beans.
What are we doing next week, Michael? What are we reviewing next week? Are we doing those Reese's?
No, that'll be a few weeks.
Reese's?
From
we're
today.
Doing like a sugar-free
Reese's.
Sugar-free Reese's.
Oh,
but that's not next week. That'll be a few
so
weeks
is,
from today.
What is
it's some kind of either something Farley bought or there are a couple other things that I bought. Because there's one thing that's been sitting in my desk and either we do it next week or I'm just going to eat it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do it next week. Ed, appreciate you, man. We're excited. We're working on a new segment as a part of as we grow the Nerd Show Network, and we're glad to have you on board with us, man.
Great to be here. Enjoy it every time I've come. It's been a blast.
All right, Michael, great work from you as always. Stay nerdy out there. Good night.
Crunching.
That's
he's
usually,
got the rest
usually
of the
what
can
happens.
There.
The first segment, he doesn't even join us because he's
got
too busy
the rest
eating.
Of the can in there.
Are you ready?
Are you calling me fat?
No, I would never
I
do
didn't
that.
Even say that.
Oh,
you
no, that's
good.
My
you
job.
Have like a beach body. I thought you were Arnold Schwarzenegger the other day.